If you want to live on a new level, you have to think on a new level. John Maxwell. Your mind is the greatest computer on the planet because it was made by the Almighty Creator. Allow yourself to be a mini creator. Computers would not exist without the mind and hands of others. Libraries and schools would not exist without the minds and hands of others. Books would not exist without the minds and hands of others. Going north involves developing and maintaining a mindset of upward mobility. You develop an upward mobility mindset by immersing yourself in optimistic material and surrounding yourself with more positive people. But before you get around more positive people, seek to purge your mind of limiting beliefs, such as I'm too young, or I'm too old, or I'm not smart enough, and so on and so on and so forth. And feed your mind with uplifting material. Every day we are feeding our minds something. So be selective of what your mind is feasting on. If you watch garbage like the news, reality TV, or so on and so forth, then your mind will be filled with garbage. Practice selective ignorance when it comes to placing your eyes and ears around certain things. Let's get into the RAVE method, R-A-V-E. RAVE is defined as talking or writing with extravagant enthusiasm. Once you decide to have a positive mindset, it will lead to boundless enthusiasm. Your enthusiasm will then lead to you speaking and even writing with enthusiasm. With boundless enthusiasm, you will become a walking bundle of fun. When you want to develop a northern mindset, it will involve the following. R, reading great material. A, audio immersion, listening to great audio programs. V, visual stimulation, watching more educational material than entertaining material. And the E, encouraging yourself and others. Let's start with the R, reading. One of the best ways to keep your brain healthy is through reading. You can read an engaging article or an inspirational novel that takes you into another world. Books contain the tools necessary to navigate through life because they contain information that was tested and proven. And here are some of the benefits to reading. They include expanded vocabulary, expanded thinking, improved memory, improved writing ability, and improved conversational ability. Go into sponge mode and absorb as much useful knowledge as possible. Then squeeze that knowledge onto the planet from your mind. But don't go overboard. Business magnate and American industrialist Andrew Carnegie is noted for saying, disorganized knowledge is not of very little value. Organize your information and implement it. There's a difference between theory and practice. Those who have only theory have invisible and intangible assets. Those who have practice have battle-tested strength for certain endeavors. Audio immersion. When you decide to immerse yourself in audio programs, it can help you get through books easier if you don't like reading. But thanks for listening to this book, though. Listening to an unabridged audio version of a book can count towards reading the actual book. Make the decision to take your learning mobile, especially if you drive. A study done by the University of Southern California showed that those who drive 12,000 miles a year can acquire the equivalent of a 2-year college education in 3 years' time by listening to educational audio programs. This means that you can gain more information to add to your mental arsenal.